97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Crush from my childhood, Julie Brown on the phone. Julie, good morning.
Hi, good morning to you.
I'm sorry, that's the way I preface this, but it's absolutely true. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Where am I catching you this morning?
What'd you say?
Where am I catching you this morning? What's your location?
Oh, I'm in L.A. I'm in Studio City.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for getting up early. I appreciate that. I appreciate
that. Thank you.
You're on The Middle on ABC. Talk to me about The Middle, ABC, and what you got going on.
Okay, well, it was funny. They had me come in for this part. They said, okay, it's really small right now, but we may bring you back as a neighbor, so you should come in. And I went, okay, because I love Patricia Heaton. I think she's hilarious.
Right.
And I loved Everybody Loves Raymond, right? So I go in and I read for this part and I get it. And then they bring me back again. They go, okay, we're going to have you pop in as the neighbor another time. So I do another part. Then they go, okay, now we're going to give you a bigger part. So they just keep writing the part. You know, every time I'm on it, it gets bigger. And I'm the kooky, fun neighbor.
Wonderful.
So it's really fun because the scripts are hilarious. Have you seen the show?
I have not, but I'm going to now. It's Wednesday nights on ABC. It's called The Middle. And now I'm going to. Why? Because now I know that Julie Brown's on it.
Thank you. It's a really funny show, though. I really like it.
Well, everything that you've touched, ever since I remember seeing you in the 80s and the 90s, everything you touch really is quirky and fun and has a good spirit behind it and really is funny. So,
thank you so much. Thank you.
It's Julie Brown. For all of your Julie Brown needs, go to juliebrown.com. I know that kind of sounds weird. Can I talk to you about dating?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
I want to talk to you about dating. Do you see yourself as more as the girl you can bring home to mom or as the prowl, predator, brown chicken, brown cow kind of girl?
I think in real life, I'm the girl you can bring home to mom. I think so.
Okay, that's real life, but you're saying that because you think the public persona is the other way around?
I think so. I think people think I'm going to be, like, super wild and insane. And, I mean, I'm not really like that. I think I'm more normal in real life. Even though, like, when I'm dating somebody, I mean, I get crazy. But I think I could be the girl you could bring home.
Okay, this is perfect. This is absolutely perfect because... I completely understand that because I'm kind of like a caricature of myself on the air. So I get,
right,
you know,
exactly,
so
I
completely get that. So I completely, you know, my first to take on you is, oh my God, she is gorgeous. I just want to, you know, yeah. But knowing that there is like a heart inside there and a real nice person that I can bring home to my mama, that, you know, there's all the different layers there and that's good.
Yeah, I think it is good. I mean, I think, well, it's like you're saying, you're kind of doing yourself as a character all the time
right.
when you're on, because it would be sort of boring if you were just going, you know, being super normal. But I think it's very hard to sustain that insanity in real life, and I don't feel like doing that all the time.
And honestly,
I feel like I can be kind of sweet and normal.
And honestly, people like that get annoying after a while anyway.
Don't they? Oh, my God. I know a lot of people like that in L.A.
Yeah, you can't...
And you probably do, too, in show business. There's a lot of people that never stop.
Yeah, they don't have the off switch at all. Yeah, you're absolutely... We're talking to Julie Brown, ABC's The Middle, on Wednesday night, juliebrown.com. Now, you were a part of the Jonas Brothers movie, right?
Yeah, that was so crazy. I wrote this movie with my brother. My brother and I wrote this movie, and, you know, we're just, when you are a writer, there's a lot of things that don't happen, right?
Now we're talking about Camp Rock, right?
I would say half the things you write don't happen.
Right.
And we're writing the script, and we're going, is this ever going to get made? Because it took a long time, and suddenly the producer calls me up and goes, okay, we're making it right now, and the Jonas Brothers are going to start it. And I'm like, who? I mean, this was, you know, the beginning of 2007.
Right.
And then we get to the set, and from the time period when he told me that to when we're on the set, they had become so huge that we actually had to change the name of the script because little girls were trying to find them in the woods of Canada.
Wow.
So that's where we were shooting. So they changed the title of the script, and then they became this, like, ridiculously huge thing. And the movie did... so well. It was such a fluke in a way.
The movie. Yeah, the movie turned into Camp Rock, correct?
It turned into Camp Rock, which is Camp Rock 2, and there are backpacks in Target, and like you just never know because you sort of put that kind of energy into everything you write.
And
you
just
know,
and hope for the best.
Be that good.
Sure, and hope for the best. And it just so happened the timing, opportunity, everything came together. And you know, you were the driving forces behind Camp Rock.
Yeah, it was really amazing. I was in the first one too. I'm the counselor in the first one.
Now, do you get a little any of the merchandise or anything like that because it says Camp Rock and you helped write it?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, that's awesome! Oh,
isn't that awesome?
That is phenomenal. That is phenomenal. Julie,
I know,
Brown.
That was the best thing. Like when I would go through Target and I would see like Camp Rock, you know, sleeping bag. I'd be like, yes,
cha-ching.
Fantastic.
Cha-ching. Cha-ching.
Yeah, cha-ching.
Cha-ching. So I have to. This may be a sore subject, and if it's a little out of line, please tell me. Not like the rest of the interview hasn't. But Demi Lovato was a part of Camp Rock as well, and she's gone through some stuff. You know, going into some sort of therapy. There's, you know, depression and anxiety and cutting are all things that have been thrown out there. From your experience with her, did you see any inkling of anything like that?
No, and it's so heartbreaking. I mean, I met her, you know, Camp Rock was her first big thing.
Right.
And she was so adorable and sweet and amazing. So, no, I just think that the problem is that she's so young. And she became famous so fast that I don't know if it's, I think it's very hard for some people to catch up to that level of attention and fame to what's happening to them. Like it just happens, like you're not famous, no one recognizes you, and suddenly you're this giant star.
Right.
Like that's hard on a 15-year-old.
Absolutely. And that's
right?
A lot.
Remember
I mean,
what
that's...
it was like to be like in high school, how just goofball you felt anyway at 15? Right.
Yeah, and just awkward and the whole thing, and then now you, all of a sudden you're doing it in front of millions of people with paparazzi following you around.
Yeah, so I think you know I have a lot of hope for her. She's really an adorable, wonderful person, and I hope that whatever therapy she sort of catches up and gets a point of view about it that it's not that serious. I hope that happens. Right.
Yeah, I hope so too. We're talking to Julie Brown, The Middle, Wednesday night on ABC, juliebrown.com. And make sure you get some of her music. That's on iTunes, Smell the Glamour. She does a bunch of parodies and stuff, including the Lady Gaga one, which I think is fantastic. So make sure you...
Oh, thank you. Thank
sure
you. I
want to
do
that.
A video of that really soon.
Oh, my God. That'd be phenomenal.
I know. Wouldn't it be great with these clowns, these really sexy clowns? Oh, I know. I think it'd be great.
I'm down. I'm going to get it. Julie, I know you got to get going. I appreciate the time you've given us this morning. One thing before you go, it's called the Quick Six. It's six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Julie Brown, three shows that are on your DVR right now.
The Millionaire Matchmaker, which I love, which is The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and The King of Queens.
Favorite toy as a child?
Barbie, Ken, even though they weren't anatomically correct, disappointing, and my bike. Lady Schwinn bike.
You're at the bar. What's your drink of choice?
Oh, well, really, I don't drink, so I guess it'd be Perrier or orange juice or tomato juice.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Okay, shoulders.
Liar.
I guess the penis, I guess so.
Okay, there you go. All right. Last song you downloaded to your iPod.
Oh, God. Well, I'm not great at downloading, but I think it was Bad Romance.
Nice. And what is your favorite toy as an adult?
Oh, probably my big screen TV.
Nice.
For sure.
Bonus question. Approximately how much was your last Camp Rock check?
Oh, my God. I can't say. That's like... I can't say. I got a residual for when it played on TV, and it was $2,000.
Oh, my... So every time it plays on TV, you get $2,000?
No. That's sometimes it's like I can't figure out the residual checks. You don't know how many times it's played to get $2,000. They just send you a check.
Oh, that hey, it's like bonus money. It's like finding money.
Oh my God, the residuals have to be the greatest invention for actors or writers that ever was.
It's like putting on a pair of jeans after they've been through the wash and finding a $20 bill. That's like residual money.
Yes.
Except it's too great.
It's like that. It's like I go, how did this happen? This is miraculous. I didn't do any more work and yet I got money.
It's Julie Brown, The Middle on ABC. JulieBrown.com. And if you want to help her residual check, go buy Camp Rock or Camp Rock 2 on DVD or Blu-ray.
Yes, please. Get a sleeping bag.
It's Julie Brown, everybody. We'll be right back. It's Big Papa in the morning on Kiss FM.